Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, he is Carson Palmer. He's here on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground. He joins us now. Carson, what's going on, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Everything is good here in Memphis. Absolutely epic doubleheader last night. Let's start with the New Orleans Saints game. To see Drew Brees drive down the field like that, I mean, with basically no time left, how many quarterbacks could do that, what he did last night?
Not many. I mean, to be in a situation where you're down on timeouts, you only have 37 seconds, you got to get at least 50 yards in order to make it somewhat of a, you know, give yourself a chance to kick that long field goal. But he did it, you know, he's done it so many times. He's in year, I think, 19 probably. So, I mean, he's been in that situation time and time again. He's had success. He's failed in that situation. Obviously, last night was successful, but it was amazing. It was just clockwork. As I was getting ready to, you know, celebrate Houston's really, really almost win. And it was such a dramatic win for them, and they thought they had it, and the game was over, and they're celebrating on the sidelines. And three quick passes later, they kick a field goal, and they lose. It was a ton of fun to watch. It was a great way to start off the season. And for Drew to still be doing it, it's pretty spectacular.
Is there any reason to believe that he couldn't keep doing this? That he couldn't, you know, I think he's 40, Carson. I think he's 40 years old. Is there any reason to believe that he couldn't go another 2-3 years like Tom? I mean, he didn't show any signs of letting up last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got at least one, maybe two more. It's just all a lifestyle decision for him at that point with four young kids. And, what point do you walk away and say, I've had enough? But, I mean, he is not showing any signs of slowing down, and he's got a great team around him. I mean, Alvin Kamara is probably one of my most favorite players to watch currently in the league. He is so dynamic, so explosive in the run game, in the passing game. Ted Ginn still doing it.
Yep.
Michael Thomas, obviously, with the big contract. So he's got a lot of talent around him. I could see him, you know, I could easily see him playing at least one more year.
Is Deshaun Watson, Carson, going to make it through the season? You know, you almost felt as good as you felt for Drew, and he can keep doing this, you know, with the drama there for the end of Deshaun and how well he played. You almost felt bad for him at the end of the game. They going to be able to protect him through this season, Carson? He was sacked six times last night.
It's going to be a struggle. It's definitely going to be a struggle. I think the Laremy Tunsil trade makes a ton of sense. I think it's going to pay dividends. But week one's tough. It's tough to bring a guy in from another team like they did a week ago and have him start on Monday Night Football. You saw him struggle here and there with, you know, was giving up a sack and the holding penalties. But, he's a great player. He's been a great player since he walked in this league. He just needs to get accustomed to that system. So he's going to have that security blanket on his left side. But the rest of it is still a little bit of a patchwork offensive line. The good thing for Deshaun is he's such a great athlete, and he can do so many things outside the pocket. You just hope he doesn't take quite the same amount of hits as he took last year.
You know, we have Sean Salisbury on pretty regularly. He does his show out of Houston, who says that of Deshaun, that he feels like he holds the ball. You know, got all the magic in the world. We all agree he's a great player. But that he holds it a little bit too long for him. What say you on that? I mean, you play the position the highest level. Does he hold it too long for you, Carson?
You know, that's the type of player he is.
Right.
He's not get the ball out of my hands. He's always trying to extend plays. You've seen him take off and just thinking to last year, that 40 or 50-yard run he had in Cincinnati, I think on Thursday Night Football on 3rd and 20 or whatever it was. That's his game, is extending plays and making plays with his feet. So, you know, there's a time and place to get rid of the ball quick. But when you're as dynamic a player as Deshaun is, I don't want to see him always get rid of the ball. He's one of the best playmakers on that team along with DeAndre Hopkins. So I want to see the ball in his hands. He's so special and spectacular with it in his hands. You don't want to see him in a bunch of three-step, quick-game type passing situations where the ball's out. You want to see him making people miss, moving around the pocket, and finding big plays down the field.
We are, of course, talking to Carson Palmer. He is here with us on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground. You can go to NFL.com/FedEx to vote for the Air and Ground Players of the Week. Now, Derek Carr is not up for the award this week, Carson, but in terms of his performance last night, given all of the noise, all of the distractions, all the jokes that were flying at the Raiders' expense, given everything that happened over the last week. How impressive was that performance, especially against a defense that we thought would be a little bit more vaunted than they showed last night?
Yeah, I think he played pretty well. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think the biggest thing that I noticed and I took from that game is how well the offensive line played. Mm-hmm. And that is a rebuilt unit. They've drafted well since Gruden got there. They've gone out and paid the right guys. And they are big, they're thick, they're strong guys. They move the line of scrimmage. But he had unbelievable pockets to step into all night long. And they've very rarely got much pressure on him. And a couple times they did, he really did a good job working up in the pocket and avoiding that pressure and finding that space within the pocket and that soft spot in the pocket to throw the ball. So I thought he played well. I thought Lamar Jackson played well, but both Lamar and Derek really didn't have a difficult job in front of them. I mean, the offensive lines on both those teams played really well. You look at Lamar Jackson's performance, he threw the ball up and down the field against a really, really bad defense in Miami. But both of those guys had really, really good starts to their season. And if those offensive lines stay healthy and intact, they're going to have good years.
You know, another guy who's up for the award this week, on the air section is Patrick Mahomes. And it was popular, at least it became popular, right before the season started. Everybody started talking about regression for him. And that's probably natural given the ridiculous season he had last year. But 378 yards and 3 touchdowns against Jacksonville. And, oh, by the way, without his number one receiver in Tyreek Hill. How impressive is it just to come back after that year and post that kind of stat line against a good Jacksonville secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he can eclipse what he did last year. He actually ended up winning the FedEx Air Player of the Year award last year. Mm-hmm. With 50 touchdowns and 5,000-plus yards. I mean, what he did in year one is so hard to replicate. But the other thing, too, that you saw him start off the season, he didn't have Kareem Hunt behind him like he did at the beginning of last year. And really everything was going through Kareem in the play action game, and to lose Tyreek Hill, to lose Kareem Hunt, to lose those guys, those explosive type players, and still come out and throw for 3 touchdowns and tear up a really, really good defense at home. It's hard to see him matching those numbers last year, mm-hmm. but then you watch him play last night and there's a chance he might throw 55 touchdowns. Who knows?
When it comes to number 84 in New England, Carson, there are, it seems split. Some people believe he will go to New England and he will recapture Randy Moss-type magic. There are others who believe that he's crazy and that he's just not going to be able to sort of fall in line in New England. Where are you on this topic? Do you see it working and being a happy marriage in New England?
You know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see, because I think there's going to be games where he has 7, 8, 9 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then there's going to be games where he's really not that involved in the game plan. He only gets maybe 3 or 4 targets and 2 catches. So how he reacts to that adversity, even when they're winning, even when Philip Dorsett has more catches or Edelman has more catches or Demaryius Thomas has more catches and more yards, that's going to be the telltale sign of is this going to work out or not. Because he's not going there to be the savior. He's not going there to be the big play receiver he's been. He's just going there to be one of the receivers. So if he can take that kind of shot at his pride and not be the focal point of the offense, or at least the focal point of the passing game, if he can deal with that and not hit those incentives. I mean, he's got $5 million in incentives that he's just not going to hit, because he's not going to be the focal point of that offense. That offense is built around the offense, not one player or another player. So him buying into that system and then all of a sudden realizing week 6, 7, 8, man, I'm going to lose out on that $5 million I thought I was going to get, mm-hmm. the incentives that I just can't hit. That's going to be the telltale sign if this works out or not. But yeah. I don't see it working out. I think this thing ends badly.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you played, obviously, with Chad Johnson. Is it even fair to put them in the same category? Like, did you ever have to deal with anything quite like what we've seen from AB the last couple weeks?
Never, no. I mean, Chad gets different labels, and a lot of people, throw the diva label out there. Not a diva. Chad was one of the toughest guys I played with, but also probably the hardest working receiver I've ever seen. And he ran every route for the number one offense. And then when the number one defense went up against the offensive scout team, he jumped in for the scout team receivers and ran the scout team offense all practice long.
Wow.
He was literally running routes all practice long, working on his game, perfecting his craft. So, he did a lot of stuff. social media wise and attention wise, but he never took away from what we were trying to accomplish as a team and what we were trying to work towards during the week and missed reps or missed practice. He never pulled any of that stuff that AB just pulled at training camp ever. I mean, Chad was there to work. So I haven't seen anything like this from the helmets, the feet to now this and the post and the video. He's broken the mold on what a NFL diva receiver is.
Carson, you know all about quarterbacking at USC. How tough is it to do what Keaton Slovis did, a true freshman quarterback, getting that win the other day? How tough is that to do as a true freshman?
That's tough to do against Stanford. I mean,
sure
Stanford,
yep.
Stanford's overlooked, I feel like, by the rest of the country. Ever since David Shaw has taken over that program, he has turned them into an absolute powerhouse and a tough win. I mean, they're salty on defense. They play the run well. They run the ball well. They're multiple on defense. They disguise a lot. They play a number of different coverages. So for a true freshman to come in and his first start and tear up that defense, and I mean, the game was a blowout. I mean, they blew out Stanford at home, which as a Trojan fan, we haven't seen that in a long time. So it was really good to see. And that young fellow has a promising career. I can't wait to watch him play this week.
We are, of course, talking to Carson Palmer here on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground. You can vote on social media. Also, go to NFL.com/FedEx. Join the conversation on Twitter using hashtag Air and Ground. I want to ask you about Kyler Murray, the rookie there in Arizona. Obviously, a lot of skepticism about his height. And he caught fire there at the end of the game, even if it did result in a tie. What did you think of his performance in Week 1, Carson?
Yeah, I thought he finished tremendously. I mean, the way it started, he looks like a rookie quarterback that didn't have very much experience. The thing that's interesting about Kyler is he really only played 1 year of college football. He played a little bit at Texas A&M, then he had to transfer and got 1 full year as a starter at Oklahoma. So he doesn't have a ton of experience. We're going to see him continue to grow as the season goes on and his career develops. But what he did in the fourth quarter was not rookie-like. I mean, he looked like a rookie for three quarters, and then the light switch went on, and he started just throwing absolute dimes all over the field and scored 20 unanswered points in a game they really should have lost. But he took the team on his shoulders and found a way to not lose. Unfortunately, it's a tie. But, he looked spectacular in that one quarter, and he needs to pick up where he left off.
Carson, real quick, if you're in Stafford's shoes, right, he had basically put the game away, but the staff on the sidelines calling timeout. You ever been in that situation, and how long are you mad at your own coaching staff? I you saw him saying, trust me, there during the game. What did you think about that play?
I haven't had anything personally, but that's a tough one to
make.
Man. It's so hard to win week one. You know, everybody's 0-0. Everybody's in it. To go on the road,
yes, sir,
in a hostile environment. Arizona is as tough a place to play as there is in the league. So to go into that environment and really dominate the game, be in it, and then, you know, you let a team build up a little bit of momentum and come back, and then you got the perfect play call. It probably was a touchdown pass. It probably would have been a touchdown pass.
Yep.
So to lose that way in week one, it just starts the season off so bad and leaves such a bad taste in your mouth. It's a really, really tough pill to swallow. But, I mean, Stafford's one of the most underrated players of my generation.
Agreed.
He's playing for such a bad organization that has just made mistake after mistake after mistake, like on Sunday,
exactly,
on that third down play. So, I mean, he's dealt with a lot. He's put up with a lot. He is a phenomenally talented player that is, ever since he got to Detroit, has been dealing with that and situations like that.
You're
so it was tough to watch, but it's not his first rodeo dealing with dysfunction.
Carson, always appreciate
the
time.
Man.
Always
Thank
have
you,
fun.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
He is Carson Palmer, again, here with us on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.